This week, I've had some bills come out of committee, and we'll be ready to come up on the floor next week. Two of those are transportation bills. One just allows heavier weights for idle reduction technology that's new that helps these trucks that sit in these parking lots on a cold winter night, like what we've had, to stay warm. They're putting a smaller engine on those trucks that just run the heater. The other one actually allows state regulations to come in compliance with what was just adopted in the new Federal Highway Transportation Act that allows for exemptions for transportation of ag products. I think it's something that we needed, something I've been working on for quite a while, and glad to see us have those exemptions, especially for some of us that live close to other states or around the borders. It allows us to work and go to those markets that we need to access. Another bill that I've got is my permit shield bill. And that permit shield is something that I feel after you've spent the hard money on buying the permit and doing the engineering study to develop whatever project it may be, from designing an auto body shop to maybe a rock quarry, whatever, concrete plant. When you've spent that money and had it designed and the Department of Natural Resources or EPA would give you a permit, that permit should have some value as far as protecting you from a nuisance lawsuit, and something that I feel will help stimulate some economy and business here in the state.